I want us to pray as we prepare our hearts. Father, I just thank you for your word. I pray, Father, you help me to share it exactly as you'd have me to. And Father, I pray that this seed of the word of God fall on good ground in our hearts, that we will cherish it, Lord, we'll retain it and see it bring forth a great harvest in our lives. And Father, we just say, yes, we are accountable for it. And Lord, we open our hearts to receive it, Lord, that we might fully obey it and walk in it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, a little girl asked her mom, she said, Mom, where did the human race come from? And Mom, of course, explained to her that from the Bible that God created Adam and Eve, and from Adam and Eve, they had children, and that's where the human race came from. Well, a couple of days later, as little kids do, you know, they always got to ask and ask and ask. And so she goes to her dad, and she says, Dad, where did the human race come from? Dad started into this long thing about animals, and he said there were these monkeys, and eventually these monkeys evolved into the human race. Well, the little girl, of course, was confused, and she went back to her mom, and she said, Mom, you said that we came from Adam and Eve, and Dad says that we came from monkeys. She said, now, sweetheart, don't be upset. I can explain it to you. It's very simple. I was telling you where my family came from. He was telling you where his family came from. Well, I don't know if that's exactly right. But anyway, we do need to know what the Bible says. And you know what? Too many believers know what the world says, but they don't know what the Word says. And I'm telling you, most of the time, there's a big difference. So I have some good news for you tonight. Well, it's not about the economy. It's not about the weather, and it's not even about the elections, all right? No, I have some good news for you. Jesus came preaching the good news. I'm talking about the message of Jesus. He preached the good news of the kingdom, and he said that this good news is to be preached to the whole world. It is to be proclaimed to every creature. The gospel simply means good news. Mark 1:14 and 15, we read it Sunday. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom is near. Repent and believe the good news. Repent and believe the good news. I'm telling you, Jesus preached good news. That was his message. Do you realize that he drew these huge crowds? And, you know, we know that some of the time they were coming because of the miracles. But I got to tell you, Jesus wasn't a bad news preacher. He wasn't a doomsdayer preacher. Now, he forecasted, you know, he talked about his own death, and he talked about some things that were going to happen. But I'm telling you, when Jesus ministered, the people liked it because it was good news. In fact, his birth itself was announced as good news for mankind. I'm telling you, when Jesus came on the scene, it was good news. Church, we need to remember that the gospel is all about good news. And that is our message for the world. It's a message of good news. You know, Jesus preached some woes to the religious crowd. He said, woe to you, and woe to you, and woe to you, when he was talking to the religious crowd. Because they thought they had it all together. They thought that they didn't need the message of the gospel. But I want you to hear me now. We're not the religious crowd, amen? I hope you don't need me to preach the woes to you. I don't want to be calling anybody a whitewashed tomb tonight. I don't want to talk that way to anybody, do you? No, that's no fun. I just want to get this straight. You see, that's not how we're supposed to be talking. Yeah, there's some religious people that need to hear some woes. But I'm just telling you, to everybody else, Jesus preached good news. So I'm preaching good news tonight. If you're one of those weird religious people all bound up in your religious tradition, I'll tell you some woes later. But tonight, I'm just going to preach good news, all right? So you know what? I hope you hear good news every time you come to Grace. I hope you get encouraged and built up in your faith, because we hear the bad news pretty much every day. All the terrible things that's going on in our world. I mean, I've said it before, but it's part of the curse of media, is we can know about every evil thing that happens, not just in Burleson and Fort Worth, but we can know about every evil thing that happens in the whole United States, in the whole world. How we need the good news. You know what's really strange to me? I understand the world talking about the bad news all the time. And that's all they talk about. All the terrible things, all the bad things. But what's really strange to me is that when Christians talk more about the bad news than they do the good news. Well, now you can say, oh me, or amen one. Do you talk more about the bad news than you do the good news? Do you talk more about all the bad things? Oh, this happened. Oh, it's bad. Hollywood did this and so-and-so said that. No, it's bad. Bad. Or do you talk more about the good news? I'm just telling you tonight, we need to talk about the good news a lot more. We need to up our game and start sharing good news all the time. That's what this world needs, is the good news. See, when we're talking the bad news, we're not helping. Even some preachers, people go to church and hear more bad news. It's amazing. Preachers get up and talk about everything that's wrong in the world. It's all bad and it's just getting worse. Don't y'all feel good now? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No, we need to hear good news. Don't talk about everything that's wrong in the world. That's not good news. We want to talk about wars and sickness and lies and deception and poverty and immorality. Is that good news? Man, tough crowd. I got a couple of little, no. That's not good news. None of that is good news. I'm probably stepping on some toes. That's why some of you are being so quiet right now, because you've been talking about all that stuff. See, we need to be talking about the answer. We need to be talking about the Word. We need to be talking like Jesus talks. Oh, there's wars and rumors of wars, and this is happening, and this happened. It's the end. Read the book. I'm not telling you that this is in the end times. I do believe we're living in the end times, but I'm just telling you, Jesus said there's going to be wars and rumors of wars and on and on and on, but the end is not yet. And I'm just telling you, we need to stop all that doomsday stuff, stop talking negative and stop talking about all the bad, and instead start preaching the gospel, start talking about the good things, start telling people about Jesus, start telling people that God loves them. See, too much of the time, the church makes people sad and mad, but not glad. We're not here to make people sad. We're not here to make people mad. No, we're here to tell them something good. Now, we need to know about the needs in our world. Not so we can be worried and upset and afraid. No, we just need to know about the needs in our world so we can minister to them. That's it. You don't need to know about everything that's going on in the world so you know what to worry about. No, you need to know what's going on in the world so that you are ready to minister to people. And what is it that you're going to minister to people? Well, I'm going to tell them how bad it is. No, you need to tell them something good. You need to tell them what the Bible says. You need to tell them that Jesus is the answer. That's good news. See, whatever they're going through, whatever it is that they're anxious about, whatever it is that they're upset about, I'm telling you, there's something, there's a word in the scripture that will help them. Whatever they're dealing with in life, I don't know how, I don't have all the answers, but I know the one that does. See, whatever they're dealing with in life, I'm telling you, Jesus can help them. That's good news. And what's more, he wants to help them. The good news, God loves them. He forgives them. He wants to heal them. He wants to set them free. He wants to give them abundant life. That's good news. They say, oh, they're really bad. They're the ones. They're the ones. And back to Mark 1, 14 and 15. Remember, he knew that John was in prison, and he says, boy, it's really bad. John's in prison. Man, they're probably coming for us next. What are we going to do? Oh, and in the same two verses here, he says, it says he knew that John was put in prison, and so he comes out proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. And he says, repent and believe. And I'm just telling you, as I said Sunday morning, listen, repent doesn't just mean stop doing bad things. Repent means to turn around. It is a total change of attitude and direction. And then he says, turn around, change your attitude. He says, repent and believe the gospel. You need to believe the good news. You're always going to have bad news and good news. But you need to believe the good news. Say, well, I got my bad news from a reliable source. I'm not talking about whether or not it was reliable. I'm talking about where you're going to put your trust. You put your trust in the good news. I heard some bad news, but my faith and my trust is in Jesus. It's in the good news. It's in the Word of God. People are just so quick to believe bad news. You got to choose to believe the good news. You can always tell what people are really, you know, if they're believing the good news or the bad news, because, well, it comes out of their mouth sooner or later. But usually you can tell by the look on their face. I understand why the world is upset. The scripture says in Ephesians 2:12, they have no hope without God in the world. They got every right to be upset. Because I'm telling you, without God, they ain't got no hope. But what doesn't make sense to me is to see sour-faced, grumpy, unhappy Christians. The pastor's just out of touch. He doesn't know what I'm going through. He doesn't understand. I'm telling you, I got good news for you tonight. That whatever it is, whatever you're facing, whatever you're dealing with, Jesus can help. He can turn it around. He can put you over. Listen, Jesus said in John 16:33, he said, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you have peace. In this world, you're going to have trouble. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. See, Jesus tells you the whole truth right here in this simple verse. He tells us that in him you can have peace. In this world, you're going to have trouble. Here it is, good news and bad news. See, he tells you, in him you can have peace, but in the world you're going to have trouble. There's the bad news. We all know that, right? In this world we're going to have trouble. That's bad news. But here's more good news. But I have overcome the world. I've already won the battle. It's a done deal. So how do we overcome? 1 John 5:4, whatever is born of God, whatever is born of God. Somebody say, that's me. That's me. Are you born of God? Are you born again? Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Then you're born again. And whatever is born of God, the Bible says, overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. You see, you got to believe. There's bad news, but you got to believe the good news, and it will put you over. We got to have faith. Now, I'm telling you, good news trumps bad news. Oh, I heard this. I heard this. Listen, the good news always trumps the bad news. When I say good news, I'm not talking about a good report from man. I'm talking about the gospel. I'm talking about the word of God. It trumps the bad news. Shared with you recently about the 12 spies that went in to spy out the land for the children of Israel. And when they came back with good news and bad news. They said, hey, it's more than we even imagined. It's better than we thought. They even brought back evidence of it. I mean, it was just awesome. It was so great. That was good news. Then they had some bad news. They said, but fortified cities and giants and the land devours its inhabitants, and we're just like bugs in their eyes. We can't do it. Well, there was more good news. Those that believed the word of the Lord said, but we are well able. Let us go up at once. Now, I want to tell you something. The people chose. They had to choose if they were going to believe the bad news, the evil report, or if they were going to believe the good news. You know what? We have to do that every day in our life, because almost every day, there's some kind of bad news that impacts us, that can affect us. And we just have to choose to believe the good news. But choose to stand on the promises. Choose to stick with God's word. Choose to trust Him, to believe in Him. That's how you can have peace. First preacher of the good news, Jesus. He said, John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And I'm just telling you, you got to put your trust in the first preacher of good news, Jesus. You don't have to be troubled and upset all the time. Trust Him. Believe the good news. When you really trust Him, there's nothing to worry about. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Your Father's got this. That's what Jesus said. A man that really trusts Him doesn't have to worry, doesn't have to be afraid. The man that fears the Lord is not afraid of bad news. Psalms 112, verse 7, in the NIV it says it this way, he will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. See, whenever you hear bad news, you just need to turn to God and trust Him. And let me tell you what will help. You see, when you hear bad news, you need to make sure you have some good news. You're going to have trouble in this world, but I've overcome the world. See, when you have trouble, you got to get that word that puts you over. You need a word from the Lord. See, Psalm 119, verse 165, great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. See, when you just are staying full of the word, bad things happen, but it doesn't mess you up. No, because you're not afraid. You got peace. It's not going to cause you to stumble. Happens to so many people, you know, they're going along, they're running their race for God and trying to do what's right and, you know, be a good little Christian and maybe even getting involved in the work of the Lord a little bit, and then something bad happens, something negative, you know, is said or something, and all of a sudden they stumble and they're out of the race. Let me tell you how you can keep yourself strong and going strong for God. Stay in the word. Great peace have they which love thy law. Nothing will offend them or cause them to stumble. But you know what? Even in the word, you find bad news and good news. Bad news. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's bad news. The good news is that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. The bad news is the wages of sin is death. The good news is the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Don't just tell people the bad news. Tell them the good news. The bad news is there's an eternal lake of fire for those who reject him. But I'm telling you the good news is that he's gone to prepare a place for us so that we can be with him for eternity. The bad news is there's none righteous, no, not one. The good news is that he who knew no sin became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You see, isn't it amazing how that God has an answer? I'm telling you, the good news trumps that bad news every time. The bad news is there's none good but God. Now, that's not what religious people say. In fact, if you ask most people if they think they would go to heaven, most people won't say, well, yes, my faith and trust is in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. But here in religious America, most people will say, well, I think so. I'm a good person. I've done more good than bad. I'm not as bad as so-and-so. They need to get saved. They need to get born again. Because until you know that you are a sinner and that you can't save yourself, you're in big trouble. But the good news is that by grace we are saved through faith. Well, that's good news. You can't do it on your own, but he's already paid the price for us. That's good news. We got some good news we need to be sharing with the world. Bad news is we still mess up. We still blow it. The good news is if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The bad news is that we are still human. We're still weak. The good news is Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Apart from him, we can do nothing. But we can do all things through the one who gives us strength. You know, in this world, you're going to have trouble. Sometimes that trouble comes as a bill or a debt. Bad news is you got bills to pay. You have needs. The good news is Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You just got to decide where your faith and trust is. You're going to believe the bad report? Are you going to believe the negative? Or are you going to put your faith and trust in the word and stand on the word? Bad news is maybe you never really seem to be able to enjoy life, always struggling. Here's some good news for you. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and he adds no sorrow with it. Now, some of you that are struggling, you need to get a hold of that verse and you need to memorize it and you need to say it, speak it over your life every single day until you start believing it. Repent and believe the good news. Oh, but I'm looking at the bill right here. You're looking at the wrong thing. Start looking at the word. We're not denying reality. We are proclaiming a higher reality. Trust him. You see, we start believing the good news ourselves. I think it'll change our witness. I think it'll change our attractiveness. I'm not talking about how pretty you are. It'll change our attractiveness, the church attractiveness, to a lost and hurting world. They see that we really do overcome, that we are more than conquerors. We go through stuff. Great are the afflictions of the righteous. That's bad news. Here's the good news. The Lord delivers them out of them all. does that apply to you? We say, well, I'm not righteous. You need to back up a few minutes ago in this message. Maybe you didn't get that. He who knew no sin became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We know you're not righteous on your own, but we've been made right with God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Great are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. The bad news is there are a lot of things in this world that can bind you up, put you in bondage. But whom the Son has set free is free indeed. That's good news. Jesus came to proclaim liberty to the captives. The bad news is you might be sick. The good news is that he sent his word and healed them. The bad news is the doctor said, the good news is by his stripes we were healed. Don't listen to the bad news and talk the bad news and believe the bad news. Listen to good news. Talk it, believe it, and live it. And I'm just going to say this tonight. It needs to be said more often than it is. As much media and stuff as you have coming at you with all this bad news, you need to turn it around and use the same forms of media to feed your spirit and to build your faith, to get the good news down inside of you. I'm telling you, if you'll start listening to sermons all the time, you say, preacher, I can only take so much of you. I ain't the only preacher out there. And listen, the amazing thing about the internet and all that is you can listen to the best preachers in the world. Now, the only thing I got to say about that, don't tune in to one that just tickles your ears. Tune in to one that preaches the word and preaches what you need, not what you want. But however you get it, get it. Get CDs and play them in your car. Most of you could listen to a message on the way to work and the way home. You could listen to two messages a day. And I'm telling you, you start building. Oh, I got to add one more thing. I don't care how good they are, how entertaining they might be. If they're not preaching the word that builds your faith, don't be listening to that. I'm talking about good news. I'm not talking about worldly psychology under the guise of preaching. I'm talking about the Bible. You listen to the Bible to and from work, while you're doing your exercise. Ladies, while you're putting your makeup on. You start feeding your spirit like that, you will have a different outlook. You'll start having a faith outlook. You'll start seeing how God can use you to make a difference in this world and help somebody else instead of just being like the world and whining and complaining and talking about all the bad things going on in our world. Aren't we sad? We don't sound like Jesus when we talk that way. Jesus came preaching the kingdom, telling people that the reign of God is here. And he ministered to the people. Good news, church. God can turn your bad news into good news. You know, when the disciples heard the worst news they could ever hear, Jesus had died, they thought it was the end of the world. But 3 days later, he arose. The best news ever. You see, and Satan and, listen, evil men, the powers that be, the government, religious people, they crucified Jesus. And all the powers of hell and evil men did their best. And God turned it into the victory of the ages. What do you think he can do with your mess? And the devil's after you, and evil people are doing you wrong. Romans 8:28, we know. See, we need to know some things. Whatever your bad news is, you need to know this. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are those who are the called according to his purpose. See, sometimes the bad news is it looks like you're defeated, but 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be to God who gives us the victory or leads us in triumph in Christ. The bad news is, well, I got so many problems. I got so many burdens. Well, there's good news. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast your care on him because he cares for you. I'm just telling you that whatever bad news you're facing, whatever bad news you hear, there's some good news. Well, I'm depressed. Well, there's fullness of joy in his presence. The bad news is that this world can be cruel. The good news is that he has loved you with an everlasting love. The bad news is maybe you feel alone or lonely. The good news is that Jesus is the friend that sticks closer than a brother. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Bad news, feeling rejected. The good news is we've been accepted in the beloved. Bad news is that this world is a dark place. The good news is that Jesus said, you are the light of the world. It's time to shine. But you can't do that if you're the bearer of bad news. No, we're to be sharing the good news. It's time for the church to shine. You can always find some bad news. You may get some before you get to the back doors tonight. Choose to believe the good news. There are Christians, churchgoers, backsliders, unbelievers, people all around. They need to hear good news. And we need to fill ourselves with the good news. We need to be so full of the word that when we get around people, we've got a good word for them. We've got something to encourage them. We've got something to turn them towards the Lord, to get their attention away from their trouble and onto Jesus. So many that need it, so few that are sharing it. I'm preaching good news tonight, and at the same time, I know I'm kind of coming after some of you, but it's because I love you and I want to help you. See, if we're just going around regurgitating the same garbage that the world is saying, we're not helping anybody. I saw it on CNN. I don't care. I read it in John. There's always going to be bad news from bad to worse, from bad to worse. Oh, it's terrible. We need to be telling this world the good news that there is an answer. There is a God who loves them and wants to help them. There's a God who heals. There's a God who changes lives. There's a God who can restore a marriage. There is a God who can provide no matter what's going on in this world. Never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. See, we need to stick with the Bible. People all around us going through all kinds of things. And I know when I say that, I know even in this room there are people going through all kinds of things, you know. And somebody said, you know, be nice to everybody because everybody's going through something. I believe that. Pretty much 99% of the time, everybody you encounter, they're going through something you just don't know. And so I acknowledge that. In this room tonight, there's all kinds of needs. But I'm just telling you, when we go out in this world, These people are without hope, without God in the world, so desperate. They need to hear good news that God loves them and that He wants to help them. I really believe that. Even the bad ones, I mean the really bad ones, Jesus loves them. When He walked this earth, guess what? He went over to their house. I'm just trying to tell you that He wants to help them. He wants to minister to them. And that's a good word. That's good news that God loves them and wants a relationship with them, and He can help them. See, we're not preaching this God who, well, He loves you and He's far away up there somewhere, you know, and one day you'll get to go to heaven. No, we're telling them about a living God who's real, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm telling you, people want to know about that God. Proverbs 12:25. This is a great verse. And I just encourage you to write this one down or mark it, come back to it later. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. Wow, so much anxiety in our culture today. So many people so depressed. And I'm not condemning anybody, I'm just saying there's so many people on all kinds of medications for anxiety and depression both. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm driving in traffic, I just figure, wow, they must be on medication. But there's so many. If you look at the statistics, it is epidemic. It is astounding. Why? Because there's so much bad news that people are upset and filled with anxiety about so many things, and they don't see a way out. They're without hope, without God, so depressed. Here's the answer. Listen, but a good word makes it glad. They need a good word. They need to hear something from the Word of God that would turn their eyes to Jesus, a Jesus who can meet their needs, who can help them with whatever it is they're dealing with. We got a message for this world. It's good news. You're going to hell is not good news. You're a sinner is not good news. I know that those things are true. Don't misunderstand me. The Bible says those things. But they need to hear the good news. Here's what the world hears from the church. If you can get people, I'm talking about unchurched, worldly people, unbelievers, to say, what is the message of the church? This is what, by and large, I'm paraphrasing and summarizing, but this is by and large what you get. That we're bad and we do bad things. You know why they think that? Because that's the overall message that most churches are projecting to the world. Our world is bad and y'all are all doing bad things. That's not the good mess, the gospel. That's not the good news. There, I got it out. That's not what they need to hear. They need to hear that there is a God who loves them in spite of their sin. While they were still sinners, Christ died. A God who loves them so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross, that by His shed blood, He would pay for all of their wrongs so that He could have a relationship with them. That is our message. Paul calls it the message of reconciliation. That God, through Christ, wants to reconcile the world to Himself. That's good news that every person needs to hear. And when you see people that are distraught, people that are anxious, people that are depressed, people that are going through something, listen, you have a word for them, that there is a God who cares, There is a God who can help them. God loves you. He forgives you. He wants to have a relationship with you. Tell them the good news. Good news. I hope that you yourself will fill yourself up with the good news. Fill yourself up with the Word of God. Because I'm telling you, we got a job to do. And we can't do it just kind of halfway, half-hearted, winging it. Enough of this sissy Christianity. We need to man up and decide that we're going to be true disciples of the Lord. And we're going to fulfill the job that He gave us to do. Hey, I love you. I hope I wasn't too rough tonight, but I just want to say, go get them. There's good news. You are an overcomer, and I believe that God is going to use you mightily in these last days. Stand with me. I want to pray over you. Father, I just thank you for each and every one of these soldiers of Jesus Christ, and Father, I just pray that they would just be strengthened, encouraged, and empowered tonight through your word. Lord, that whatever they're dealing with, whatever they're facing, that you are more than enough and that they will overcome in Jesus' name. Use us, Lord, in this world. I thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Lord bless you.